Yes, today's daf is daf hey. So we got around eight lines down or so. We were going through these various psukim that the Maram would get to, and they would cry because of certain messages that were incorporated in these psukim. So we are now around 10 lines down, eight lines down or so, Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to go through the whole daf is all agata. So Gemara says, the first word in line is chilufe. So Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahai kra, bachi, when he got to the following pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan would cry as well. What would the pasuk say? The pasuk said about tisiseni bo levalo chinom. It's referring to Eov. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu had sent the satan out to challenge Eov to have him sin. And so, in response to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eved shirabo mesisen lo, a slave whose master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in this case, is trying to incite him, trying to have him entice him to do something wrong. Niseis, and he gets enticed to do something wrong. Takana yeshlo, is this Eved going to have any takana? It's not fair that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending out the satan to try to catch us." So he would cry when he got to this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, when you get to the following pasuk, you would cry as well. Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahaikra, bachi. When you got to another pasuk in Eov, it says, "Heinu b'kadosha v'lo yamin." HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not trust, he did not rely on the kadoshim, the tzaddikim, he wouldn't trust them. So this is a very sad pasuk, says Rabbi Yochanan. "E b'kadosha v'lo yamin." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't rely, wouldn't trust in the tzaddikim, b'man yamin, with who will HaKadosh Baruch Hu trust? So Gemara says, "Yom achad," one day, "have a ka'azil b'orcha." One time, Rabbi Yochanan was traveling. He saw that there was an individual holding on to some figs. So, Shavik Hanach Demata. So he left aside the figs that were ready ripe. Vishaka Hanach Delabate. But he collected the figs that were not ripe yet. So Amar Leib Yochan says to the individual, he says, "Lava, honey, malin tvei, aren't the ripe figs better than the ones that are not yet ripe?" So Amar Leib, he says back to Rabbi Yochanan, "Honey, lu'urcha, ba'inan lu. I need them for travel. I'm traveling along the way. So the figs that are ripe now, they'll go bad in a couple of days. But the figs that are not yet ripe, I'll have a few days until they're ripe. So I'm saving them for my travels. So much better to have the unripe figs." So he says, "Honey, nitrin, these that are not ripe yet are going to stay protected, preserved for the few days. But honey, lo nitrin, but those that are already ripe now will not last for very long." So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, that's exactly what the pasuk means. B'kadoshav lo yamin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust in the kadoshim. What that means is that the young tzaddikim, the tzaddikim that are bachrim, that are young, single, Kadosh Baruch Hu is concerned that they might make a mistake when they get older. So he takes them from the world when they're younger, when they're still kadosh. That's what it means, as opposed to the older, more mature, experienced tzaddikim who live through life and have not sinned. So those are Kadosh Baruch Hu let live. But the younger one, the kadoshim lo yamin, the young tzaddikim he doesn't trust yet. That's what it means. He has to take away these kadoshim. So any. Is that really true? That only the younger tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from the world, but the older, more experienced ones he leaves in this world? There was a certain Talmid Chacham who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandri. He died at a young age. Amar, so Rabbi Alexandri said, if he wanted this Talmid Chacham, he could have lived longer. In other words, he was implying that this Talmid Chacham had done something wrong, therefore he died earlier. But had he done the right thing, had he lived in the Derech HaYashus, he would have lived a long life, which implies that tzaddikim live much longer. So im Isav, it's really true, Duma mehen b'kadoshav lo yamin hava. Maybe the reason why this young man died early was not because he made a mistake, but simply because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't trust. He didn't trust in him. So we see that the Rabbi Yochanan's shot before was not correct. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan said the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu has young tzaddikim die early because he doesn't trust them. So Rabbi Alexander said the reason why this particular Talmid Chacham died was because he did something wrong. So the Gemara says that not because he did something wrong, maybe because b'kadosh of lo yamin, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust that he'll live a life of tzidkus anymore. So the Gemara says no. You're right. In general, when it comes to a stam young tzaddik, b'kadosh of lo yamin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the life of a tzaddik at a young age so he doesn't cause him to sin. The reason why Rabbi Alexander said in this case that this Talmid Chacham did something wrong, because he knew he did something wrong. This particular Talmid Chacham was rebelling against his Rabbanim, and that's why Rabbi Alexander said he deserved to die young. But in a Hanami, there are many tzaddikim who die young, not because they did something wrong, but simply because b'kadosh of lo yamin. And again, when Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, b'kadosh of lo yamin, he cried because of how sad it was that the tzaddik would die early, even though he didn't do anything wrong. So Gemara then says he had another pasuk Rabbi Yochanan would encounter when he would cry when he would encounter. Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahai kra bachi, when he reached this pasuk in Malachi, he would cry. What does the pasuk say? The karafti aleichem la mishta, I brought you close to judgment. Vayisi aid mimaher, and I brought an aid who's going to quickly b'mechshafim, going to say b'mechashvin, that's going to say you did witchcraft, u'menafim and adultery, u'menishpam l'sheker, and you took false oaths, u'vaoske schar sach, and you held back wages. So this is the pasuk. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Eved Shirabo Mekarva Laduna, a master who's going to be quick in judgment, Mimahir Lahoido, is going to bring witnesses very quickly to Kana Yeshlo. People make mistakes. Sometimes you have to give us a chance to do tshuva and to ask for mechila. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be quick to answer you with punishment. That's not so fair to us. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan cried when he got to this pasuk as well. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Others have different gersos, but according to our gersa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oy lanu sheshakul aleinu akosiva hakalos kachamurus. Woe to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this pasuk of Malachi, he equated the lower types of Yisurim, the kalos, which is holding back wages, to that of more serious offenses such as adultery. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yishlokash kol hamate dino shager. A person who tilts, who favors the judgment of a ger, is kilu mata dino shamala. As if you're tilting somehow the judgment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, which sounds like a very serious thing. How does he know this? Shenemar says in the pasuk umate ger, one who tilts, one who favors the ger, or tilts it in either direction, umati ksiv. Although we pronounce it mate, it's written as mati, as if you are tilting me, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're changing my judgment, so it's a very serious offense to change the judgment of a ger. So Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, kol ha'osa davar, a person who does an avera, u'mischaripo, and he regrets doing so, and he asks for mechila, mochlen lo miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately forgives him. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'lo yirei'uni, one who does something wrong will not get to see me after he sinned. However, ha yirei'uni, if he does have fear, if he's yirashimayim, mochlen lo miyad, which is just an indicator of, through charata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will offer a person mechila. Rabbi Yochanan again, ki matul haikra bachi, when he got to this pasuk in Kohelet, he would cry as well. Ki es kol maase halokim yavi b'mishpat, all the matters HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to judgment, kol nelam, even that which is hidden, even that which people don't know is so bad. So Evet Shirabo Shokelo Shkagos Kizadonos. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the master, who equates the Shkagos, the accidents, to the serious events, those done on purpose, Takana Yesho, do we have a Takana? Even that which is Nelam, even that which is hidden from us that we don't know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still going to exact punishment. How much Takana do we have? So he cried at this pasuk as well. My Alkol Nelam, what does Alkol Nelam refer to? That which is hidden to us, or that which is small? Amarav Zehahoreg Kina Bifne Chavero Nimasba. A person who squashes a louse, one louse is a singular for lice, one who squashes a louse or a bug in front of their friend, the friend finds that to be disgusting. That's something that a person shouldn't do. That lacks derech eretz. That's what's called kol nelam. Kadosh Baruch Hu will exact punishment on that too. According to Shmuel, he gives another example, or perhaps he argues, Shmuel Amar Zeharag Harak Bifnei Chavero Nimas, a person who spits in front of his friend and he finds that to be disgusting, that's what the pasuk refers to, Kol Nelam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give punishment there as well. My Im Tov Im Ra, this very pasuk said, El Kim Yaviva Mishrat, Al Kol Nelam Im Tov Vim Ra. What does Im Tov Vim Ra refer to? Says the Gemara, Amri Debei Rab Yana Isaiah, no sin staka la'ani b'far hesi. A person who gives a staki in public, the people see that Reuben gives Shimon some tzedakah. So, Kihod de Rab Yana Chazilahu Gavra, the Kayav Zuzah Le'ani B'far Hesir. Rabbi Yana once observed that the individual was giving money to an ani, which is a very nice thing. However, Amalei Rabbi Yana says to him, Mutav Delo Yavsele, better that you don't give him, Mehashta now, from now, Yavsele Chasfe, you embarrass him. In other words, when you give staka to an ani in public, you embarrass him that he's an ani, he needs to take money. It's a terrible thing. It's terrible. It's shameful for the person. So better for you not to give him at all than to give him in public. So a person who does sound like it's doing a nice thing, im tov and ra, it's really ra, even though it sounds tov, because you've embarrassed him and you've really undermined the mitzvah of tzedakah. So Gemara then says, the Bei Rabbi Shila, Amri, he said, Zehanosin staka liisha beseser the kamaisilei lide chasho. Im tov and ra means you did a good thing. You gave staka, but you gave it to a woman in private. And even though you're supposed to give in private, but when a man gives to a woman, people start speaking about it and they suspect you of something far more worse. That's im tov im ra. So one has to be very, very careful how he performs mitzvahs. So Rava Amar Rava said, Im Tov Im Ra refers to Zamishagar Liishto Basar Sheino mechutach. A person sends meat to a woman who needs very nice, a nice active tzedakah. However, it wasn't cut. He didn't remove the chaylev. He didn't remove the gid hanasha, which are isurim barvi shabbosah. So he sent a unclean meat to this lady erev Shabbos, and the women are very busy erev Shabbos cooking for the family, and she didn't pay attention that she has to remove the gid hanasha and the chaylev, and turned out she didn't remove it, and she violates an iser. That's imtov. It's a good thing in rap, but you set her up for failure. So a person has to be careful not to do this on erev Shabbos. The hot Rava Meshager, but didn't Rava himself, although he said not to do this, but we know he himself sent meat that was not completely fixed Erev Shabbos to some ladies. So he says, Shiny over there was different because the wife of Rava, Rava sent to his own wife, Bas Rav Chista, she was the daughter of Chista. She was no Stam woman, and she understood the Kimle Begave Bedimkia. He knew that the daughter of Chista, his own wife, was a big expert, and she could look at the meat immediately and know whether the Chaylev and Gidanash were removed or not removed, and she wouldn't feel the pressure of Erev Shabbos. So if you have such a lady, such a woman, such a wife, you'd be able to send Erev Shabbos. Outside of that, it would be Usr because it pretty much is Lifnei Iver, causing her to eat the Chaylev and the Gidanash. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kimata Lahai Krab Bachi. When he got to this pasuk, he cried. Rabbi Yochanan apparently is very emotional, obviously. So he said, he got to the pasuk, Vahaya, Kisimtsena Oso Raos Rabos Vitzaros. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to find for us. He's going to put us in a situation whereby we're going to be encountered, we're going to be covered by many terrible things. So Evid Shirabo Mamsila Raos Vitzaros, Takano Yeshlo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us in a situation. He's going to be Mamsi us. So many Raos, Rabos, Vitzaros. Do we have any takan if he's going to put us in such a situation? So what does Pshat in the pasuk mean? My Raos, Vitzaros, evils and troubles. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Raos, Shinas, Tzaros, Zuluzu. Two different evils that actually complement each other in a terrible way. What does that mean? Kigon Zibora V'Akraba. If a person gets stung by a hornet and by a scorpion, the Gemara tells us that the antidote for the Tzira makes things worse for the scorpion. And the antidote for the scorpion makes things worse for the hornet sting. So nothing you could do, because anything that works for one makes the other worse. So these are two roles that there's no refuel for, because the other one, although it's getting better, the other one gets worse. And that's what it means, roles, rabos, vitzeros. So the Gemara then says, Shmuel Amar, back to the pasuk imtov vimra, what that refers to, that which is good but really bad, zemamsilo mos l'ani b'shas docho. A person waits till the last minute to give tzedakah to an ani. A person's ani gets worse and worse if he doesn't have money, of course, so a person waits till the last moment. It's a good thing, but why do you wait till long until he was in such a dire need? You should have given him a few weeks, a few months earlier. That's what means imtov vimra. But Amar Rava, Rava says, an adage to this idea, the Hainu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say, Zuza la'ala la'loshchicha. You might buy a Zuz for very cheap. You can find the Tzua very cheap. You can't find the Zuz, even though the produce is very cheap. At the end of the day, people don't give money to an ani until he sees in a very dire need. But l'tzlisa shchiach, but when a person is very much in need of food, where the food is very expensive, then it's very easy to find the money. In other words, people only give money when they see an ani is in dire need. So Gemara then says, quote the pasuk near what we said earlier, V'chara api bo bayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my anger on that day, bayom ahu, v'azavtim v'estarti panay mehem, I'm going to leave you, I'm going to hide my face from you. So Amar Rava, bardila bar tavyumi Amar Rav. Kol she'enu b'hester panim, enu mehem. It's a wild thing. But those who don't experience Hester Panim means you're not from Am Yisrael. Only Am Yisrael experience Hester Panim. In other words, if you're experiencing a certain darkness in your life and you daven and you get answered, that means you're not experiencing Hester Panim and you're not from Zer Yisrael. Only Zer Yisrael experiences terrible darkness of Hester Panim. Moreover, kol sheinu b'vahaya le'echel, those who are not subject to v'hayah le'echel, we'll look at Rashi in the top in just a second what that means, also einu mehem. What's v'hayah le'echel? Says Rashi, top line, Eina mehem, Mizer Yisrael. If you don't experience this Vahayola Echel, which means you're not from the Klai Yisrael, Dichsev Vistarti Panay mehem, I turn my face from you, Shitzoek Mitzaros Habal, you daven from the terrible things that we're experiencing, Veno Nena, Shliavo, you don't get answered. So then, Hayalecho, what that means is, that they take our property. If you don't experience these two items, that means you're not from Zer Yisrael. Klai Yisrael experiences Hester Panim. We also experience the Goyim taking our money. So Amru Lei, Rabban L'Rava, Rabban Tzei L'Rava, Mar Lo B'Hester Panim Isa, V'Lo B'Hayalecho Isa. They look, turn to Rava. Rava, you don't experience either one of these things. You get answered when you daven, and the Goyim don't take your property. So what's pshat? Are you not from Zer Yisrael? They challenged Rava. So Amar Le Rehu, Amar Lo, Rava says back to them, Mida Yadisa Kama Mishadna Betzina Beshever Malka. Are you aware how much I sent to the Shever Malka, to the king of Persia, that you don't know about? I sent him plenty of my money, Betzina. You have no idea. Afil Halki, even though he said that, they didn't trust him. And Yav Rabban Einayu, they gave him an Ayin Hara because they didn't think he was subject to all the poverty from the Goyim. Ad Halki, after they gave him the Ayin Hara, Shadid Be Shavar Malka, the Shavar Malka sent over to Rava the Garvu and collected all the properties, all the Rechush of Rava. So Amar Rava said it after experiencing this, Hainu, this is exactly what we have the statement, the Tani, the Braisa tells us that Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whenever Chachamim, or wherever Chachamim place their eyes upon us, O Misa, O Oni. Either means it's going to cause death, or it's going to cause poverty, which is equal to death. So Gemara then says, Vanochi Hester Asir Panai Bayomahu, that I will be hiding my face on that very day. Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says, Afa Pisha Starti Panai Mehem, even though I hide my face from you, nonetheless, B'chalam Aderbo, I will still speak to you, I will still communicate with you in a hidden way through the dreams. So Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef said, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu does hide his face, he says differently, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will communicate with us through dreams, rather, Yada Netuya Aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand will be outstretched over us, protecting us from all the terrible things in the world, Shenemar Uvitzel Yadi, the shade of my hand, Kisisicha, I'm going to cover you, I'm going to conceal you, I'm going to protect you. So Gemara then says, one time there was an episode with Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, Havakoi by Kaza. He was standing in the house of the Caesar, house of the palace. Achvele Hahu Apikorsa. There was a certain Apikorus who was present there, who was starting to make some hand motions to him. And he made this motion of Ama de Hadrinu Mare Lapimine. He referred to Yeshua ben Hanania as a nation whose God turned his face, who turned his back to the nation. So in response to that, Yeshua ben Hanania, he showed him a remez of Yada Netuya Aleinu. He stuck out his hand that nonetheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu does protect us. He turned his back, but his hand is still on top of us, watching over this. So after the Kesar was observing what was going on, Amar Lei, he says the Kesar Rabbi Yeshua, my Achvelech, what exactly did this Apikoros show you? So Amar, he said, that Amar the Hadrinu Mari Lape Minei, that he referred to me and my nation as a nation whose God turned it back to us. Vana Machari Lane, I showed back to him that Yada Netuya Aleinu, but his hand is outstretched protecting us. So that was the understanding of the case of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Then he turned over to the Apikoros. Amulei Lahumina, to the particular min, the case says to him, my Achvasalei, what exactly did you show Rabbi Yeshua? Ama the Hadrina Mare Lape Minei, that they're a nation whose God turned the back to them. So my Achvelech, and what he showed back to you, what Rabbi Yeshua, what is the response? Lo Yadana, I don't know what he said to me. I don't know what the gesture was. So Amru, so the ministers of the Kesar, Gavra Dulyoda Mai Machvile Bimachag, a person who doesn't know the various sign languages, Yahweh Kamimaka will speak in such a way, will communicate in the presence of the Kesar, that's disrespectful. You're just making nonsense, remuzim, but you don't know how to communicate properly. They felt that was very disrespectful. Apku, they took him outside, Ukalu, and killed him. The Gemara then says, Kikanicha Nafshe de Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, when it was time for Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya to leave this world, Amulei Rabban, a rabbi said to him, my tevin alan miapi korsin, what will be with us from the api korsin? Up until this point, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya knew how to communicate, how to respond, how to defend, but now that you're about to leave the world, who's going to watch over us from this crazy api korsin? So he said back to him, Amr Lehem, he says, not to worry. It says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, of the Eita Mibanim Nisicha Chachmasam, that the advice, the Eita will leave their children and their wisdom will go sour, will go bad. Meaning, Kaven of the Eita Mibanim, once the Eita has left Klaisa, meaning I'm leaving the world, he said, so I'm your Eita, I'm leaving. So too, equal to that, there's this relationship, Nisicha Chachmasam Sha'umas Olam, the wisdom of the Goyim will also diminish as well. There's this relationship, so if I'm leaving and the wisdom of Kaisa is going down, so to the wisdom, there's going to be weakness in their world, and they're not going to challenge you in very strong ways. Ebi's aim, alternatively, he learned it from a different pasuk, Mihacha, and pasuk in the end of Bereishis, V'yomer Nasa V'nelcha, V'elcha L'negdecha, when Esav said to Yaakov, let's walk together, it implied there is some equality between Klai Yisrael and Umas Olam, in other words, that the Umas Olam will never surpass the wisdom of the Jews. So not to worry, if we're going to be weak in our wisdom, so to parallel to that, the weakness of the Chachamim, of the Umas Olam rather, will be weak as well. Gemara then says, Rabbi Ila have a salik bedarga to be Rabba Bar Shila. One time, Rabbi Ila was standing on the level, the stage, where in the base medrash, where Rabbi Rabba Bar Shila would stay. So Shama Lianuka, he sort of heard a certain child say, have a kakari, he was reading a pasuk. The pasuk said in Amos, ki hine yotzer harim, he who creates mountains, uvorei ruach, and who creates winds, umagid ladam masicho, he's going to tell man all his conversations. A very scary thing. So Amar Rabbi Elah said, Eved Shirabo Magidlo Mashicho, Takana Yeshlo, and Eved, whose master is going to tell him back every single conversation he had in his life. Is there such a takana for a person? How many bad things have we said in our life? So what's Pshat in the Pasuk? My Masecha, what does Secha refer to? The Secha, the language. So Amrav, Rav says, Afilu Secha Yeseira Shebein Ishel Ishto. Even the language, the conversation between husband and wife during or before Tashmish, that too will be spoken, repeated back to men. When a person dies, he's going to hear all those conversations as well. Any, is that really true? Does that imply that this is a thing? A person should not speak b'shas tashmish? One time Rav Kana went underneath the bed of Rav when Rav was with his wife. He heard that he was laughing and smiling and he had tashmish. And Amar and Rav Kana, after hearing what was going on underneath the bed, which of course is a very strange thing, Rav Kana says to his Rebbe Rav, Dami Pumer de Rav. It appears that the mouth of Rav commanded Lotom Le Tavshila, as if the Rav had never been married before. So Amar Le, Rav says, what are you doing underneath my bed? Kana, poke lav orach archa. Get out of here. This is not the derech eretz of a person. Either way, as stranger this maisa is, that how far Talmud will go to learn from his Rebbe, we see that speaking to one's wife in this situation would be allowed. So how come the Gemara speaks about this as being a terrible thing? Masicho? Lokashia. Kan de tzarch lirtsui, kan hadu lo tzarch lirtsui. Depends whether he needs to make her feel better or not. If he tzarch lirtsui, then it's permitted. If lo tzarch lirtsui, then it would be prohibited speaking b'shas tashmish. So then the Gemara says, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Vimlo Sishmau, if you don't listen, b'mistarim tifke nafshi mipnei geva, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cry in this hidden place. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inia, Mishmei deRav. Makom yesh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'mistarim shmo. There's a place up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world that's called Mistarim. It's the name of this room, this chamber called Mistarim. So my mipnei geva was mipnei geva min. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak says, "Mipnei gavasan shel Yisrael shenidla mehem," because the haughtiness or perhaps the greatness of Kaisa was taken from them because they were exiled. V'nidna lovdei kachavim, was taken from Am Yisrael and given to the ovdei kachavim, so that the Kadosh Baruch Hu cries because this geva that went from Kaisa to Umos Olam. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, "Mipnei gavasan shel Malchus Shemayim," is referring to the greatness, the godless of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus Shemayim that was taken from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and given over to the Ovdei, to the Avodah Zarah. Umika b'chir kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, just cried. Did the Kadosh Baruch Hu cry? V'hamar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Einat tzivus l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no sadness in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Hod v'hadar l'fanav oz v'chedva b'mkomo. There's beauty and there's grandeur and there's a happiness and strength in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as sadness. So how could the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu say HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries? And answers the Gemara, Lokasha ha bevate gavai, ha bevate barai. One's referring to the inside chamber, one's referring to the outside chamber. In the inside chamber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, b'mistarim tifka nafshi, he cries. But on the outside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never shows any sad emotions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always happy on the outside. Uvivate bari lo, and even on the outside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never cries. V'aksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, v'yikra ado, v'yikra Hashem el kim, tzvakos, v'yomahu, livchi, ulemispeit, ulekarcha, ulachkarasaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out from the outside, and he cries, and he eulogizes, and he tears his hair out, and he wears sackcloth. So there is a sadness on the outside. Answers the Gemara, Shiny Churban Beis HaMikdash, De'afilu Malachi Shalom Bachu. That no, when it comes to Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's an extreme situation. Even a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries on the outside, even Malachi Shalom, who are viewed as Malachim, who are just always in peacefulness, even they're going to cry, or they did cry, Shenemar Tez and Yeshaya, Hein Erolim Tzaku Chutza, they screamed on the outside, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkarin, and they were very bitter and crying with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara says, V'dom V'damoa, Tidma v'seret einai dima kinishba eda Hashem, that there were tears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drops every single day. Amar Rabbi Elazar shalosh dimas halalu. Hakam says the word dima three times in the pasuk here. Lama, what's the need? Achas al mikdash rishon, achas al mikdash sheni, v'achas al Yisrael shegalu mimkomun. The three tears are for the Beis HaMikdash rishon, Beis HaMikdash sheni, and that Klai Yisrael is in exile still. Ikdami, others say the third one is achas al bita Torah, because the people who don't learn properly as they should be learning, the bita Torah is the cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teardrops every single day. Bishma, I understand, Laman the Damar, the one who held that the third teardrop was Al Yisrael Shagalu, that we were sent into exile. Hainu dechsev, that's what Pasuk says, Ki Nishba Eda Hashem, that we are held in captivity. So that's the reference to the third teardrop. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'damo tidma v'seirin eini dima, Ki Nishba Eda Hashem. That's a reference that we are captured in Galus. Elaman the Damar al Bitta Torah, my Ki Nishba Eda Hashem. How do you refer to this Pasuk of being captured as referring to Bitta Torah? So answers the Gemara, Kaven Shagol Yisamim Koman, since we were placed in exile, Ein Lecha Bitul Torah Gadol Mizeh. I mean, it wasn't the Galus that was a problem, but Galus led to Bitul Torah. It was really the Bitul Torah that was the Iker reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries the third cry every single day. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bochalem B'Chayom, the three individuals about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries every single day. Al She'ef Shel Asik B'Torah Veinu Osek, the person who has the wherewithal to learn, yet doesn't learn like he should be learning. V'al She'ef Shel Asik B'Torah, the person who should not be learning, V'Osek, but he is, somehow there's a certain amount of wasting time. A guy doesn't have the kishonos to learn, and he's trying to push himself, which is a wonderful thing, but not everyone's cut out to be learning all day long. That's the second individual about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. And the third individual is V'al Parnes HaMiska'al Al Tzibur, a leader of the community who has a very strong way. He rules with an iron fist, which makes terrible things, terrible aggression on the Am Yisrael and the particular Tzibur. That's about the third person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. Rebbe, have a knock at Sefer Kinos. One time Rebbe was holding on to the Eicha, which is called Sefer Kinos. The Karkari Begave, who's reading inside the Pesukim, and Kimati Lahai Pesukim, when he got to the following Pasuk, Hishlich Mishemaim Eretz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu threw us from Shemaim down to the ground, Nafal Min Yada, he dropped the Sefer Kinos, the Sefer Eicha. Amar, he says, Me'igri Ram Labira Amikta, we were thrown from the top of the highest roof to the lowest boor. That's how far we dropped with the destruction of the base of Migdash and the Gullus we're in right now. Marlin says, further now, Rebbe Chia, Havishak Liv Azib Orcha. One time the two of them were traveling. Kimata Elhu Masa, they got to a particular city. Amri, they said, Ika Tzubimir Ban Hakali, asked around, is there a certain tzaddik in this town? Nazel Benikba Api, let's go receive it. Let's go be Makabal Pnei Rabo, and we'll get a bracha. So Amri, they said to him, Ika Tzubimir Ban Hakha, there is a Taka Tzaddik here, a Tamil Chachamir. Umir Anaim Ho, he happens to be blind. Amr Lei, Rebbe Chila Rebbe. Rebbe Chila turns to Rebbe and says, Tivath, you stay here, Rebbe. You don't need to come. Velo Tizazel ben Yisuascha, you are a Nasi. You don't need to be a Mezazel in your kavod. You stay here. And Eidol Anav Akba Pa'apa, I'm going to go greet this Tam Nechachim. So Takfe, but Rebbe held on to Rebbe Chia. He didn't want to stay back by himself. He grabbed on to Rebbe Chia, and Azabahadeh, they went together. So Kihava Mifta Minei, after speaking to the Tzaddik, they departed from him. And Amr Lehu, the Tzaddik said, and gave them a bracha. Atem hikbaltim panim hanirim ve'enim roam. You receive the face of a person who is seen but cannot see because he was a suma. So he gave the bracha. Tizkul hakbe panim haroim ve'enim nirim. You should be zocha to see the Shechina who can see but you can't see him. So Amr Lehi, Rebbe turns to Rebbe Chia and says, Ika hashta, such a bracha now I got. Menatem mehai bircha asas. You almost held me back from receiving such a bracha. I'm happy I came along with you for the ride to receive such a special bracha. So Amr Lehi, they said to this Tamil Chacham, Miman Shmilach, where do you hear such a beautiful bracha from? So he explained, Mipirka the Rebbe Yaakov Shmilach. I heard this from a shir once that Rebbe Yaakov was giving. The Rebbe Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya. He lived in a village of the wheat or something. Have a makbe ape the Rabbe Koyoma. He would go greet his Rebbe every single day. Kikash, when the Rebbe Yaakov was very old and he couldn't go greet his Rebbe anymore, Amrlei lo nistar mar de lo yachlame. So he says it's too hard for me to go greet my Rebbe. So Amrlei Rebbe Yaakov says mizutar ma'idich sibhu. Is it so small what it says about the rabbis or rabbanim? Vayichi o lenetach lo yira hashachas kira hacham yamusu. The pasuk says that a person sees kira hacham yamusu, he's going to live a long life. So he says ma'roach hacham misasasan. If you see a person when he dies, you see a chacham when he dies, which is a chashuv thing. You're going to yichy. You're going to get arichas yamin v'chayein. If I'm zocha, Yaakov says, if I'm zocha to see my rebbe while he's still alive, alachas kam v'kama. How much more so I have arichas yamin? So he didn't hold back, even though he was old and weak. He still wanted to go ahead and see his rebbe, even though it was very difficult for him to see this. So the Gemara then says, Rav Idi ba'avua, the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Rav Idi was the father of Yaakov. Have a ragil to have an azil tlasa yarche borcha. 3 months a year, he would go to the base medrash to learn. And then, chad yoma, bebei rav. And one day a year, he would go to one, every 3 months, he'd go one day to learn the base medrash at rav. But most of the time, he would not learn the base medrash at rav. It was too far away. Have a kari le rabban. The rabbis would call Rabbi Idi, they call him bar rav, the chad yoma. You're the one day guy, base medrash guy. I mean, you only go to the base medrash once every 3 months. He called him like, you don't spend enough time in the base medrash. It was like a nickname, but not a very nice nickname. Chalish Daite, so he got very uncomfortable with this. He got insulted by this. And Karyanafshi referred to himself, Schok Libreyu, Ehayevagomer. I am the the joke of my friends. That's how he understood. So Amr Le Rabbi Yochum, Yochum says to Ravidi, Bimatusu Minach, I beg of you, Lo Tanish Luraban, don't punish the rabbis, because if you're going to be insulted by this, you're now going to cause them to get punished. Even though they're calling you this nickname, you're the, you know, the one day, one day a year rabbi, one day a year base medrash guy. Don't take it to heart, please. Please just ignore it. Be mochel them. So nafig Rabbi Yochanan lebe medrasha. Rabbi Yochanan went out to the base medrash and he darshined the darish of osi yom yom yidroshin v'das drachai yechafasin. What does that mean? V'chi b'yom darshin also, only we learn at daytime. V'laila ain darshin also, but we can't darshin psukim at nighttime. What does it mean also yom yom yidroshin? So Rabbi Yochanan darshin el lomelcha to tell you kol osik b'torah afil yom echad b'shana. A person only learns the base medrash even just do only one day. Ma'ala l'kasef kiilu asik kol shana kula. It's a kiilu he learned the entire year. So don't make fun of this guy Rav Edi for learning only one day a year. It's kiilu he learns the entire year in the base medrash. The chayin b'midas Puranius, we have the same thing by Puranius as well. That one day is like a year. The chesivit says by the meraglim b'mispar hayamim asher tartim as haaretz. The days, the 40 days that which you spied the land, the chiyarbam shana chatu, they sinned for 40 years. It was only 40 days. V'alo arbam yom chatu, it was only 40 days that they spied. Why 40 years? Elalom melacha kol over avera afil yom echad b'shana. Even though you did an avera just once during the year, it's malal of a kasuv kilu of a kol shana kula. It's as if you violated the entire year. So 40 days ended up equaling 40 days equaled 40 years. Okay, long daf. Mirat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.